Historic impeachment trial begins.
I would hope that each of the senators does not prejudge the evidence.
Pentagon says Saddam underestimated Clinton resolve.
Classic case of miscalculation on his part.
Elective mastectomy saving lives.
I was pleased after I had it done.
Good morning, I'm Ed Crane with the CBS World News Roundup. America's largest jury, 100 men and women, convene in Washington this afternoon to decide the fate of the President of the United States. Our impeachment trial coverage begins with Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The 100 senators will gather as a presidential impeachment jury, the first time that's happened in 131 years, and listen to the House managers argue why the president should be removed from office. 13 House Republicans will present the case over 3 days. One of them is Steve Chabot of Ohio.
I would hope that each of the senators keeps an open mind, does not prejudge the evidence, and listens to both sides fairly, and then ultimately they follow their conscience and do what they think is right.
Chabot and his colleagues will try to convince senators to convict President Clinton while at the same time trying to make the case they need to call witnesses. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The witness issue remains a bone of contention between Republicans and Democrats, though Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott tells CBS News,
I'm not enamored of the idea of having a cavalcade of witnesses at all. I would want it to be limited. I would want it to be focused. I would want to make sure that they were needed so that we could make an educated, thoughtful decision.
And there's talk this morning that if witnesses are called, the man accused may head the list. More on this live report from the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
As the Clinton defense team braces for 3 days of blistering prosecution arguments, there is a blunt response to this statement by Chief Prosecutor Henry Hyde.
I think we're all interested in hearing from the president as a witness. I don't know anyone who wouldn't be interested.
Just a few minutes ago, spokesman Joel Lockhart accused Hyde of trying to impose the will of the House on the Senate. In a tough response to Republican calls for the president to testify, Lockhart said, "What's going on here is not on the level." He contends the House prosecution team is pushing a political rather than judicial agenda just hours before the trial opens. President Clinton is not likely to appear voluntarily, and officials are questioning whether the Senate could even force him to appear. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's a very tough, very personal decision, but research from the Mayo Clinic finds women at high risk of breast cancer can greatly enhance their chances of survival by having their healthy breasts surgically removed. CBS News correspondent John Roberts has been following the story.
Prophylactic mastectomy is highly controversial because of a number of different reasons, emotional, physical scarring, that sort of thing. So it's not a lot of women that choose to have it done. But those who do now know that their absolute risk reduction is as high as 90%, and their absolute reduction from death could be as high as 100%.
Karine Ryan elected a double mastectomy 4 years ago, knowing her mother and grandmother both died from breast cancer.
I was pleased after I had it done because they found a tumor that they never even knew was there.
Traveling east today, lots of luck. Snow, ice, or a combination of the two means hazardous driving and air delays across the eastern third of the nation.
We're probably going to see delays from Boston to New York, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, even back through the Ohio Valley in areas like Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati, where they've had severe icing over the last 12 to 24 hours.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen. The timing could be better as Denny's begins airing nationwide commercials urging racial tolerance. A lawsuit's been filed by a group of Hispanic people who charged they were denied service by employees of a Denny's in San Jose. A spokesman for the chain says the company hasn't seen the lawsuit, but maintains a zero-tolerance policy with regard to racism. They thought they were in good hands, but a California lawsuit charged Allstate with trying to gouge a million California homeowners by overinflating the cost of repairing their homes in the event of various natural disasters. The company denies wrongdoing, but has now settled the lawsuit, agreeing to refund $120 million, or about $120 per policyholder. If you or your travel agent fail to book tickets online, one major airline will now make you pay $2 more.
Online lookers haven't become online bookers fast enough for Delta, and so now they're going to make it hurt to book tickets any other way.
James Asher speaks for the American Society of Travel Agents. If you keep the family books, you're probably aware of it. Inflation was hardly a concern last year. Consumer prices were up just a tenth of 1% in December, up 1.6% for the entire year. The holiday shopping season was strong. Retail sales up 0.9% in December and a bit more than 5% for the year. Stocks have opened mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is off 38 points. The NASDAQ ahead 13. Saddam Hussein gambled and lost by figuring President Clinton's domestic problems would put foreign policy issues on the back burner. That's the opinion of Defense Secretary William Cohen, who's now traveling in Asia. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson reports from Tokyo.
America may be caught up in impeachment, but not America's military. So warned Defense Secretary William Cohen today during a visit to Tokyo. Saddam Hussein, he said, gambled that President Clinton was distracted and suffered air attacks for his defiance of the UN.
To the extent that any other country would feel that President Clinton is in any way distracted from carrying out his obligations as Commander-in-Chief, they would be making a similar mistake.
The troublemaker in this region is North Korea, developing ever more sophisticated missiles, and some fear still working on a nuclear weapons program. In the last few days, it has been rattling its sabers. Cohen's message to the North, don't even think about it. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Tokyo.
How does Saddam Hussein remain in power through UN embargoes and allied bombings? CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has been digging into the mystery and joins us live from Baghdad.
Diplomats here are highly skeptical of the U.S. strategy to loosen Saddam Hussein's grip on this country. When the conflict ratcheted up last November, Saddam divided Iraq into four security zones, putting his toughest general plus extra troops in the south to control his strongest opponents, the Shia Muslims. He also continues to shuffle his commanders every 6 to 8 months and move military units around the country to break up any anti-Saddam networks. And he holds Iraq's tribal chiefs personally responsible for their territory within the security zones. In one case, a Western diplomat says Saddam is holding one chief's sons hostage in Baghdad should the chief get any ideas about revolt. Live in Baghdad, I'm Kimberly Dozier, CBS News.
Two more incidents today over Iraq's northern no-fly zone. The Pentagon says two American jets took defensive action, firing missiles after being painted with radar from Iraqi defense sites. Both planes returned safely to base. Yet another NFL coach on the way out. Reports say Jimmy Johnson will step down in about an hour as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Some, like reporter Orlando Alzugari, say Johnson was continually frustrated with events in Miami.
He had to deal with a salary cap here, something he didn't have to deal with in Dallas. Pressures from replacing a guy like Don Shula, predicting he would take the team to Super Bowl in 3 years.
Some of O.J. Simpson's most prized possessions are up for auction. Here's correspondent David Dow.
O.J. Simpson's Heisman Trophy and scores of other items seized from him will be placed on the auction block February 16th. Though the auctioneers think the Heisman could bring in six figures, the total sale is not expected to fetch anything close to the $33 million Simpson owes from his wrongful death case. And, says Michael Schwartz of Butterfield & Butterfield, Simpson's notoriety raises a big question mark.
We really are not sure how that's going to impact the sale of these items. No items have come on the market, to my knowledge, at auction to this point. It's kind of a big unknown.
Among home furnishings to be auctioned, a painting by singer Donna Summer, expected to bring in up to $1,200. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Ed Crane, CBS News.